instructed His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada on their first meeting that he should take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and teach them to the whole world. And later, at Radhakund, it is auspicious to discuss this particular pastime today. Today is Bahulastami, one of the most holy days in our sampradaya, the appearance day of Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Srila Prabhupada came with his son to Radha Kund to meet his Guru Maharaj. And his Guru Maharaj was feeling very disappointed that in his mission, the Gaudiya Math, there was quarrel and disunity due to devotees who had personal ambitions. And he explained how in Bagh Bazar a beautiful temple was built of marble. And people were fighting over whose room is whose. Therefore, in our brahmachari ashram, we only have one room. Keeps things very simple. There's nothing to fight over. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati explained to Srila Prabhupada that he would like to take the marble off the temple and use that money to print books and distribute books. And then he gave Srila Prabhupada an instruction that penetrated his heart and became the motivating factor of his whole spiritual life. He said, if ever you get money, you print books, you distribute books. When Srila Prabhupada was in his vanaprastha stage in 1944, he began writing Back to Godhead magazine. And this was the major thrust of his service to his spiritual master, to write this magazine, to personally see to the editing, the printing, publishing, and personally distributing. And one of his dear associates told him that this Back to Godhead magazine is very important, but you should print books. And Srila Prabhupada, in his preparation to come to America to fulfill his spiritual master's order, he sat in his kutir at Sri Radha Damodar Mandir in Sevakunj Brindavan, and he dedicated practically his whole life during those years to writing and editing Srimad Bhagavatam. His vision was, if he has books as well as this magazine, then he will be able to spread Lord Chaitanya's teachings all over the world, and he will be able to fulfill the order his spiritual master gave him, which was his life. And when Srila Prabhupada came to America on Jaladuta, he had a little bag with some belongings. He had an umbrella, a bead bag, a little bag of grains, and big boxes of books. And when he was on Jaladuta, the captain of the ship, he preached to him and convinced him to to buy a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. And then he went to Butler, Pennsylvania, and the family he was living with, he preached to them and convinced them to buy a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. And one professor at Slippery Rock State College, which is a small university, very close to Butler, Pennsylvania, a teacher named Professor Larson invited Srila Prabhupada to come there to give a lecture. And years later, I went to that place and I gave lectures in Professor Larson's classes, as well as a Professor Sharma. And I was asking Professor Larson all about the 2 days he spent with Srila Prabhupada. And he explained everything he could remember for quite a while. But what really stood out is how anxious and determined Srila Prabhupada was that Professor Larson buy a set of his books. And that Professor Larson convinced the university library to buy a set of his books. Prabhupada would never give away his books. And I asked Professor Larson to take me to the library because I wanted to see those books. And I went to the library, and shining with all splendor were the 3 sets of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was Prabhupada's dream. When Srila Prabhupada came to New York City, Brahmananda Swami, he told me the story how he was working as a teacher, and he gave Srila Prabhupada practically his entire salary, his paycheck. Everything. A whole month's worth of pay, he just gave it to Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada had nothing for his mission. And after he gave it to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada told him, it is very, very essential for your spiritual life that you take these 3 Srimad Bhagavatams. And then Srila Prabhupada signed them, and he gave them to Brahmananda. And then he said, now you have to pay me for these Bhagavatams. And Brahmananda said, I already gave you all my money 5 minutes ago. He said, but that was before. These books have unlimited value. So Brahmananda said, I promise I will pay you. And Srila Prabhupada was very anxious to set up a press where devotees could print the further editions of Srimad Bhagavatam and other books he was working on. Back to Godhead began, it looked like it was just Xeroxes. Have you seen the first Back to Godheads in America? The devotees just did it themselves with a very simple machine. And the devotees were out in the street corners all day, every day, giving out Back to Godheads. That was the full-time service of every temple in ISKCON at the beginning, just going out all day and distributing Back to Godheads. But Srila Prabhupada wanted his books. So in Boston, they set up a small press operation in order to print the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was a very simple, cheap press that they had. And when Srila Prabhupada saw it, he was so ecstatic, he was so enlivened. He said that the press was his body, and the ink of the press was his blood. He said, that's how much this printing and distributing of books means to me. And the devotees began, some of you may have seen, his second canto came out in small paperback books, 1 chapter at a time. And after some time, the devotees had the facilities to print all the chapters together as in book form with hard covers. Srila Prabhupada wanted his books to represent the integrity of the teachings that they embodied. He was very anxious that they be very first class. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said that these books were the deities of Radha and Krishna. He said Srimad Bhagavatam was the deity of Krishna. The Nectar of Devotion was a deity of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Charitamrita was deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he even told the devotees they could put the books on the altar and worship them as deities. Shabda Brahma. Srila Prabhupada spent most of the time of his life when he wasn't actively preaching and managing, translating these books. He would work all day along with his disciples. And when his disciples would take rest at night, he would be up hours and hours and hours through the night translating the holy scriptures and giving his commentaries. And how Srila Prabhupada wrote his commentaries, he would carefully read the text. He would very carefully read all the commentaries of all the great commentators. And he would sit and he would digest all of it and pray to his Guru Maharaj to synthesize it in such a way that his message would be palatable to change the hearts of all classes of men throughout the whole world. It was Srila Prabhupada's life and soul to write these books. And we understand that Srila Prabhupada was a compassionate preacher. And any devotee who distributed his books became his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada put such great emphasis on book distribution. And every day, I must stand before my Guru Maharaj, and I must present to him what I have tried to do to assist him in his mission. And if all of you take this book distribution seriously, especially during this marathon, I will be able to stand before my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and give him a report by which he will be pleased upon me and shower his infinite blessings upon all of you. So please, this December marathon is not something new. It was at its most powerful time during Srila Prabhupada's pastimes on earth. He pushed so hard the devotees, especially during this marathon, to distribute books. And even in his last days, when he would get the scores of how many books were being distributed, he said it was giving him life, it was giving him pleasure. Why? Because he could stand before his Guru Maharaj and say that we are trying. My disciples are helping me. Millions of books are going out to the conditioned souls on your order, for your pleasure. And this is parampara. It is my very humble and urgent request to all of you to make great sacrifices. During Srila Prabhupada's Centennial Book Distribution Marathon, to do everything you can to assist the devotees in distributing these books or to distribute them yourself. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed so much of his life to give us these books. This is the ideal opportunity to reciprocate, because he wrote these books so that they would be distributed in mass. And to the degree we are willing to make a sacrifice to give his books to others, to that degree we will receive his very, very special and loving blessings. So let us work very hard, individually and collectively. I am leaving tomorrow for the United States, so this will be my last opportunity to speak to you before Srila Prabhupada's book marathon. This is his centennial year, and it is a time when we all have the good fortune of doing something especially wonderful for Srila Prabhupada. So I am appealing to you to kindly take this matter extremely seriously. Let us sign up thousands of people to subscribe to Back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada's backbone of his society. And let us distribute tens and thousands of his books, which Srila Prabhupada called his own devotional ecstasies. It is the greatest welfare work. And we are also fortunate that we can help him in this way. But during the month of December, there is no better way to be the servant of Srila Prabhupada than to work together and work with great determination and make your life and soul during those 30 days to somehow or other, whether you are a housewife, a student, a brahmachari, a businessman, whatever you may be, make the prominent goal of life during the month of December to somehow work together to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And from the point of view of our temple, devotees all over the world will seriously respect our temple, mostly on the basis of our congregation and our book distribution. So Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute my books. My life and soul is only for one purpose, to please Srila Prabhupada. So I am begging you humbly, kindly help me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada's book marathon ki.
The following is a talk by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, recorded on November 4th, 1996, before he left for America.